Sup? It's the B Show, wrestling podcast and other stuff. I'm Dixon.
Fancy Jay.
Not for long.
Why not?
My wife's got a new nickname that she wanted me to launch on you that we'll talk about a little bit later.
Oh, we're going to hold it off?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this nickname at all.
It's Harry Fudgeback. Harry because of the bet. Fudgeback because I think she thinks you're gay.
Is that really? That's not the nickname.
That really is.
That really is not.
It really is.
You just said your wife likes me. I'd love to call her. Dial up right now and put the call on me.
I have service right now.
I have service down here. I'll call her.
You're going to call her at work to verify your silly new nickname, Harry Fudgeback?
Yeah, because I don't think that's it.
It really is. We'll have dinner. The four of us will go out to dinner when you're in town.
Okay.
And I'll have her say it to you right to your face.
I thought she liked me.
She does. She thinks it's cute.
Harry Fudgeback.
Fudgeback.
But this is also the person that last week who, and I adore your wife, but said, what, Chinaman and.
Yeah, we got to remember she grew up in the North Country.
And Nakamura's gay because of leather pants.
His.
Harry Fudgeback, to me, when I hear it, sounds like.
A weird gay porn star.
No, not really. It sounds like I have a hairy back and I like it in the pooper.
Maybe she just thinks because of our bet that Harry works and that Fudgeback just because you love fudge.
Come on, spin it. Oh, because I like fudge. Why back?
Do you like fudge?
No, I do not.
No? Not even peanut butter fudge?
No. Not a big candy sweets guy.
That's weird.
It is. There's only like three types of candies I like.
And they are?
Reese's Pieces, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, and a Snickers bar. Other than that, I'm not really.
What about Nutrageous? That sounds like something you'd like to shove in your mouth.
Or a thought. No, you sicko.
You know what I do like that Reese's makes? The Reese's Sticks.
No, never.
Have you had those? No. They're kind of like, like the sugar wafer cookies?
Mm-hmm.
There's like those and peanut butter and chocolate and chopped up nuts in there. It's pretty good. It's not my favorite, and it's not something I want all the time, but on occasion I'll find myself with a Reese's
Stick. Was it like a Twix style?
Yeah, there's two in a pack, but they're way thicker than a Twix.
Nah, never. And usually if I do candy, peanut M&Ms. I'm a big peanut M&M guy. But other than that, I can't do. But Fudgeback, come on, man. I told you she doesn't like me. I don't think Dixon's wife likes me too much, and that just proved it right there. I had no idea what the nickname was. I thought it was going to be something cute, but offensive.
Hood Rat and Harry Fudgeback. Yeah, it's the B-Show, a wrestling podcast.
That was so wrong. So I went through the numbers, and we have, tons of listeners, new listeners, too.
I don't know that tons is the right word.
We have tons.
A bunch. I think a bunch is a better way to put it.
Because
ton would make me think that it's five digits, and it's barely three.
No, we have, I didn't add up. We have over five digits that listen to us.
10,000?
Yeah. Dude, it says the amount of listens on it.
I'm talking individual listens.
That's an amount of individual listens.
From different people or all from the same group of people?
I think it's, if it's all from the same group, then we're way over that. But individual, I don't know the numbers. All I know is we got people in the hundreds from Japan, and England, and Australia, Canada, Brazil. Where was it? Bosnia, Romania.
Yeah.
It was like some weird places.
You showed me some of this last week.
So we welcome you all. So just to give a little update, Dixon.
For those of you in Africa.
Dude, come on, man.
You don't know if there aren't some tribal people listening. I just said hello, welcome to the B-Shore Wrestling Podcast Swahili.
You did not say that. You do not know how to speak Swahili. And if you
don't even know how to say Swahili, motherfucker.
I'm not even going to do it. I'm not even going to do it. I'm taken back. You've been hanging out with your wife too long.
No.
How dare you? We do actually have listeners in Africa, the continent.
That's why I spoke to them.
I don't know whether... I can't remember the independent country. South Africa, definitely. But
apartheid.
That's more white people. But anyway, so Dixon, you are...
Amazing.
Yes, but give a little like who you are so they can understand the persona behind the voice. Because
what do you mean?
A lot of people who, first-time listeners, are like, okay, so who are you two guys again? Or who's this guy?
Okay, so I'm a radio DJ in Syracuse, New York. I do afternoon drive on an alternative station called 95X. I perform in a multitude of bands. One is called Dome. The other is called the Ghetto Blasters. I have a fun joke rap project called CakeFart.com. I'm playing in a band next Saturday called the Ghetto Blasters. And I recently started a band called Donkey Time. I was the head of security for 2CW, a Syracuse-based wrestling company that toured throughout the northeast of the United States from 2005 through 2016.
But with that, you also helped run that promotion. Head of security makes it sound like, yeah, head of security was the character that he played.
No, I was also truthfully like kayfabe, you know.
He truthfully was, but that was also your character.
I threw people down the stairs quite a bit.
But you also had a hand in the back as well, whether
I've always got a hand
stories
in the back, sorry.
And booking and all of that. So that's where his wrestling.
One of the creative minds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There were a multitude of them. What else do I do? I was a culinary minor in college. I like to shoot YouTube videos of recipes. I like to just cook for my friends. I'm married. I have two cats and a turtle. I drive
the turtle.
She's had a turtle forever. That thing's old. She also recently found out that after having the turtle for 12 years, that it's not female, that it's male. She named it Pussy. So now the fucking turtle has this weird, like, sexual, you know, disorientation. So, and she refuses to rename the turtle. So I've started referring to him as Dick just because, you know, it's.
Wait, your wife really named her pet turtle Pussy before you came into her life?
Yeah, 12 years ago.
Your wife is so quiet and innocent and nice, and she names a turtle Pussy?
Yeah.
There's got to be like a. You're bringing out her.
We all have a
darker
side
in order for her to A, love you, and B, for you want to settle
Why
down.
Why am I
finally.
Unlovable, motherfucker?
No, you are, but you've got a dark side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a multitude of ways,
exactly.
I have a dark side.
Exactly.
I think that's pretty much it. I mean, I've studied judo and jiu-jitsu for the better part of my adult life, and I drive a 2004 Pontiac Grand Am. It's gold. Looks like
you're
I
also
live
in it. You skipped over one of the biggest things about you is that you are huge in the music scene. You've toured with many bands, hence your band from Canada, and where you got to see donkey shows. And
I did get to see a donkey show in Tijuana one time. Boy, did that smell bad.
And Yeah.
I'm not necessarily a promoter. I'm just simply a conduit between some local bands and the people that have an interest in local bands. It's as simple as that. I'm nothing special. I'm just another human being like you, gets up every day, takes a shit, and puts my pants on.
I take like 3 a day.
I know you do.
Yeah. Do you have any place where they can follow your radio show or like your personal handle or anything, or do you not
your
want
your best
to?
Bet to find me is to type in this combination of letters and numbers with no spaces and capitalization. You ready? Here we go. 95XDXN. Just plug that into Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, and you will find yours truly.
I'm going to say, though, too, is that I listen to, and I'm not even plugging the station. I'm more plugging listening to you and the music because you have so much knowledge in between the songs and inform the listeners, hence me, about the new music and the alternative rock scene. So I like it, which is awesome because you can listen to, like, you can download like the 95X app and you can listen to it wherever. So I'm always checking you out in the afternoon. You seem
well.
Much
it's
warm.
Not afternoon where you are.
No, but your afternoon.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to confuse them by my time with.
I also
time.
Forgot one of the most important facts of my life.
You
two actually. I'm addicted to Arizona Big Cans.
Yes.
And you lost a fantasy football bet to me earlier this year where you had to shave your head into a mohawk and then bald. So now I think we're pretty much up to date and clear and concise on who I am.
Yep. Kind of. And if not, just listen to the back episodes and you'll learn everything about Dixon and his wild. Oh, and Dixon also thinks he can beat up a group of wild turkeys by himself with no weapons, just his pure hands.
Just one of the other turkeys. That's all I need. Here's the thing, bro. I've asked a lot of people about this, a lot of people that know me.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is everybody's favorite quote of all time from the B-Shore Wrestling Podcast is, if I can fight 4 guys, I can certainly fight 7 turkeys.
Yes. Yes, I have. Yeah, no, that's true. I didn't say that you would get your ass kicked. I just don't think that
Look,
you'd be
I'm
able
go
to pick
this
up a
one
turkey.
More time with you.
Yeah.
the turkeys aren't very smart.
Yeah.
Birds in general are not very smart. So all you got to do is kick one of them real hard in the chest, grab it by the throat, and then you just start swinging that turkey at the other turkeys, and they all go away. And then once all the other turkeys go away, you like a discus thrower, you give yourself like 3-4 good rotations, and you let go of that turkey you were beating the other turkeys up with, and you're done. You're good. You walk away, go back to your house, you have an Arizona Big Can, you continue on with your day.
First of all, that one of the turkeys, if the turkeys stay to fight, because they will fight. They don't run.
I don't know. You kick a turkey hard enough, I think his friends are going to run away.
But the other turkeys would, one turkey would bite you in your balls, nope. And you would drop the
they
turkey in
your
hand.
They don't know what balls are. They're turkeys.
They would bite. Well, they would bite you in the middle. They're not like, they're just going to bite you where they can latch onto.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
You have a turkey bite you in the ass, you're going to be dropping that bird
in
your hand.
I might be a lot smaller than I used to be. I only go about 170 pounds now. But I'll tell you right now, 170-pound man punches a 40-pound turkey in the face. What happens? Turkey goes down.
I want to, like, I will.
Let's rent some fucking wild turkeys and I'll fight them.
Because PETA and everybody would be on.
Fuck PETA.
Well, no, because I don't want to beat up birds just to beat them up.
Do you know
what
PETA stands
for?
People eating tasty animals. Look, here's the thing. I got lots of friends that are vegetarian and vegan, and I have all the respect in the world for their lifestyles. Not for me. Same with my gay friends. Good for you. Enjoy it. It's just not for me. You know?
Is it not for you with the gay stuff? You're more into the bisexual. Listen, we're not going to hurt turkeys or set up a pay-per-view or pay-per-view match. Dixon versus turkeys
on Earth
Day.
I'll just eat all the turkeys that I beat up. How's that sound? I'll cook them, clean them. Well, clean them, then cook them. And then I'll just enjoy them. They're delicious. I'll make sandwiches for weeks.
I wonder if they'd taste the same after you like beat them up. Like
they'd be more tender.
Today's Earth Day. We are not going to. Turkeys would kick your ass.
You know how I celebrated Earth Day?
Now you can beat up ducks. You couldn't beat up a group of swans either, man. Swans would annihilate you, man.
Swans are a lot more aggressive. I would say that I could take on 3 swans safely, not 7.
There's no way.
Oh, yeah.
One swan would crush you.
No, because they got bigger necks. There's more to grab onto.
Yeah, but all they have to do is get one finger and they rip it right off, man. Nah. You're going to stop in a minute.
I got little hands,
dudes,
bro.
Dudes go for the face. Birds will go for whatever they can latch onto you.
The
and
thing
they're
is,
quick.
Is you can crush the esophagus of a swan really easy.
I can see
easy.
You doing like a judo chop to the neck. I don't know,
I
man.
Also own many Walmart machetes.
No, you can't use a weapon. If you use a weapon, yes, I think you could beat a swan or swans. Or
just lop their fucking heads off.
Exactly. No, you can't use weapons.
And I don't know that I would want to eat a swan. They don't look very delicious. Their meat's very dark and weird.
Do people eat swans?
Yeah.
In other countries?
France, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. I think I knew that. Well, they eat everything in France.
Including the butt.
So gross. Did you say you had butt before and it tasted pretty good? of an animal? I thought you said one animal you've had a butt of.
Well, all animals have a hind quarter that you can roast off or slow cook.
But I thought there was one in particular that you actually ate, and you were like, it was pretty good. I thought we talked about it on the show once.
I mean, anytime you've had pulled pork, that's a Boston butt, which is the
pulled
ass.
Pulled pork is the ass of
a pig.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
No, actually, you're right. Boston butt's the shoulder. Have you ever had ham?
Ham.
That's pig ass.
What?
Yeah.
So when you get a ham on your Christmas for Christmas dinner,
especially
or what
if you
a
don't
Jewish
get the shank
holiday
end.
Is, or whatever you're celebrating, and you put a ham in the middle of the table.
That's a pig's ass cheek.
The ass cheek.
Yeah.
All right, but the actual, I thought you said you ate an actual asshole of an animal once.
No.
Not the ass cheeks of it.
No. No. I've had duck vaginas.
What?
Yeah.
You ate a duck vagina?
Yeah.
Ducks have vaginas?
Yeah. All animals have vaginas. Well, female ones. Did you know that ducks have like corkscrew penises?
I did not know that.
They do. It's to prevent duck rape. What? I read this online like a year ago. It's
Ooh,
weird.
Wait.
I talked about it on the air.
So a male duck has a...
like a corkscrew penis. Like a pig.
So he can't get... raped, or so that he can't
so
rape.
So it's more difficult to rape other ducks.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because it happens a lot in the duck world, I guess. They're
rapers.
There's
rape as high in the duck world.
Yeah.
What type of ducks? Like mallards? Or
like
is it
most,
like...
most duck intercourse is rapey.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I watch like Earth 2 and all that stuff, and I'm huge in the animal world. I honestly didn't know that ducks had sex.
Yeah.
I thought, like,
how do you think they reproduce?
I thought they just lay eggs. Like, it's like chickens. Well, I guess like chickens do fuck? Have sex. Yeah, the rooster. God, I just never
your
thought of it.
Your high school nickname was Chicken Fucker. How do you not know this?
And new listeners, he also likes to make up nicknames and BS stories. I'm going
to.
A
like,
corkscrew.
I like to have fun.
Cock and balls.
Nah, I didn't say his balls were. I don't know, man.
Yeah, balls. You've had testicles of an animal before, right?
I have.
What, a cow?
Typically, it is a young cow. They're usually calf testicles.
Dude, really?
Yeah.
I can't even eat calf, man. I can't eat.
You don't eat veal?
Nope.
Fuck's wrong with you?
Because it's a baby animal, man. I don't want it to be killed just so I could eat it.
You eat eggs? You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I eat eggs, but they're not. But they're
eggs are unborn chicken babies.
Yeah, but they're unborn.
They're an abomination against Christ.
They're unborn.
Can I ask you a question about Easter?
Yeah.
Okay. So Easter originally celebrated because Christ was resurrected, right?
Correct, yes.
How on earth did we go from the resurrection of the Son of God to a human-sized rabbit that breaks into your house and leaves candy for your children? What happened in the middle of that fucking story? Because people call me weird. That's a weird story arc to go from resurrection of God's son to a big fluffy bunny that breaks into your house and leaves candy for your kids.
It's much like Christmas, man. It's all about advertising. It's all about making something that was
No. Because there was no advertising like in the 12th century. Like Jesus came back in zero. It's now, you know what I mean? Like
yeah, but what 2000, I'm saying
is there's been 2,000 years for this story to evolve. What the fuck happened in the middle?
Yeah, but I mean, like, where Santa Claus, it was the same thing, where that morphed out of Coca-Cola commercials in the United States. That
no, because there,
created
there
their
actually
own
was
Santa Claus.
There was a Kris Kringle. There was
a saint that was in like Saint Nicholas. Hungary. Yeah, in Hungary. But
so
he
that
didn't,
I understand
he didn't ride
there,
on a sleigh with
reindeer. I get
that,
but at least there's like some lineage there.
A human,
you know, you can make sense from. You know what I mean?
Know,
that
man.
Story. But how do you go from...
Maybe Jesus walked.
You
maybe
put
Jesus
on the cross.
Bunny.
You beat the shit out of him. You shove him in a cave. He comes back to life the next day. We celebrate Easter. Yay. And then here we are 2,000 years later with this fucking rabbit and candy and ham.
Nobody says Easter rabbit. They say Easter bunny. It makes it sound more cute. And I thought maybe Jesus had a pet bunny.
Doubtful.
Maybe
he was a carpenter.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe he had a bunny that would hang out with him while he was building stuff out in the woods or in the desert.
Now.
I'm not.
You sound dumb.
I sound
dumb. You sound
dumb. Listen, you don't know, man. You don't know the reason why. All I know is that there was a bunny that comes and he delivers eggs. Now, I want to know why the bunny has to deliver eggs because he doesn't even.
What are eggs? Eggs.
How do you say it?
Eggs.
Eggs.
There you go.
Okay, so how does an Easter bunny deliver eggs?
Yeah.
He doesn't even produce eggs. He has to fucking get his chicken
friend.
That's
why he has a basket. He carries the eggs in a basket.
But why would it? But so a bunny has to go to his chicken friends and be like, give me all your eggs? You know how many eggs you have to do? God, this sounds so bad. Eggs. You know how many eggs you have to do across the world?
Grocery stores, bro. They carry eggs in bulk.
So the Easter bunny goes to the grocery stores and buys them in bulk. Then
he
paints them and then he
hides
them.
How do you know the Easter bunny doesn't have an assistant?
Who
or a group of assistants?
Who, like little elves?
Or like raccoons. Maybe it's the raccoons that go out and buy
the
eggs.
I like the raccoons. You'd go with raccoons over instead of like little chicks?
Probably, yeah.
Why isn't the raccoons like take over the Easter bunny and then make it their
own?
Because
they're happy being the bandits. They've already got the mask on so they can break into the grocery store and take the eggs.
I really feel that because people who don't know me, Fancy Jay, I'm a television film producer. What do you mean, well?
Well.
How you doing, well?
Well.
Where was I a week ago?
Probably
on the set
in the
of
bathroom.
Ballers with my boy. Oh, yeah, and everybody else. I'm best friends with Dwayne Johnson. On the set of Ballers. Yeah. Produced movies, produced TV shows, commercials, all that good stuff. And
so they give producer titles to the people that get coffee now?
You know
so
what?
Weird.
You know what? I gave you props when you were explaining yourself.
I'm just fucking with you, man.
And then you dissed me. You know what? Screw you and your stupid raccoon story. What I was going to say is that is a great animated story idea.
Let's write a children's book. What the fuck is Easter?
I would write one with you, but I would be really scared of what it would turn into. So speaking of awesomeness that happened this week, Bill O'Reilly. See ya.
I don't know anything about this.
He got fired. You didn't hear about him getting fired?
I don't even know who he
is. Bill O'Reilly.
No clue.
Yeah, you do.
I really don't.
How do you not know who Bill O'Reilly is?
I just live my life, bro. Sometimes some shit slips through the cracks.
You're one of the most educated people I know and up to date on stuff, and you don't know who Bill O'Reilly is.
Didn't he own the brake pad company in Tommy Boy? I could stick my head up a butcher's ass and see a steak.
Hey, what was the name of that town?
Oh God, it's in Ohio. It's
think of Penn State.
Sandusky.
Sandusky, Ohio. Yep.
Chris Farley's dead.
He is? Farley?
I wish David Spade was dead instead of Chris Farley.
Do you know how much tail David Spade has had?
I don't care. He's annoying and he's not funny. Chris Farley was at least funny.
Chris Farley was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
It's always the big guys. Belushi, John Candy, Chris Farley. They always die too young, man. It's because of the drugs and their weight. But they're always the funniest. All right, who do you think was funnier in their prime? David Spade or... what's his name? The Weasel.
Pauly Shore?
Pauly Shore.
Oh, God. He's in Syracuse this weekend.
Is he really?
He's at this corporate comedy club called Funny Bone.
We're doing this on...
Saturday.
Earth Day 422?
Yeah.
He's in Syracuse tonight?
He's in Syracuse, and I would love to find him and beat the shit out of him.
So you think David Spade?
Well, here's a funny story. So last time Pauly Shore was in Syracuse, we got some comps through the radio station, and my wife was really excited to go see Pauly Shore because there was one movie that he was in that she really liked, and it was like
Son-in-Law?
Yeah, the country one.
Yeah.
And so we go, and we end up in the second row because I work for the radio station, and the guy that seated knew us and sat me there. So we're like 35 minutes into Pauly Shore's terrible fucking stand-up comedy routine. And it becomes this part where he starts like talking to and about people in the crowd.
Oh, yes.
So he gets to me and he's like, "Hey, my name is the Weaver." And I was just like, "Yo, just keep moving along, move it along." And he was like, "Excuse me?" And I was like, "Next." And he just kind of looked at me and I was like, "No, for real, bro." Like,
was this when you were bigger too?
Yeah, I was probably about 70 pounds bigger. I was up around 235, 240. And he just kind of looked at me and he was like, "Bro, like, I've got the microphone." And I was like, "Yeah, and I know you're going to be standing out in the hallway of the mall when the show's over. So I would move it along." And then I gave him the look, and you know the look.
Yeah, I know the look.
And he understood and moved it right along. And my wife was embarrassed.
She must have been pissed off of you.
She was not happy.
Why can't you just go with it and just have fun, man?
Because here's the thing. Had he gone at me, I probably would have gotten mad enough that I stood up and punched him in the mouth.
But why do you get mad when a comedian is going after
you? Because
he's
not funny. If it was a funny comedian,
but what happened if everybody else thought it was funny? Sometimes you have to let yourself be the joke, like your wife would have enjoyed it.
I don't think she would have, because at that point, neither of us had really laughed at all. His stand-up is fucking the drizzling shits.
Yeah, it's really not good. I actually have a Pauly Shore story as well. My dad worked at Cornell
Shore?
University. Dude, don't listen. You want to talk about me having sex? Fine, but you leave my dad out of this. So he booked Pauly Shore to come to Cornell. Why, I have no idea, but he was huge.
Time.
This was like, yeah, it was like 1990, 91.
When he was still doing the MTV VJ thing.
Yeah. And, and back then, you know, the comedy CDs were huge. The albums.
Comedy
that
in general was at an all-time high there. That was the peak of Jerry Seinfeld's
career.
Yeah,
and you were pumping out albums left and right. So he was monstrous then. So, and it sold out, but Cornell got wind of what he talks about. So my dad had to write a note that said, "These are the things that you are not allowed to say." So of course, I was about 7-8 rows back, but right dead center. And it was in the basketball arena. And he starts out the show, says hello to everybody, and then he's like, "You know what? I just want to read something that I got in the mail earlier this week." And he starts reading the letter. And of course, nobody can get my last name right. And then he starts to trash my dad and says, "Who wrote the letter?" Now, you know, I'm like 16 at this time. So maybe, 15, 16. So it's probably like 93, right around there, 94. But anyway, so I'm freaking out. all my boys are just laughing their ass off. And they're like, yeah, it's his dad. Ah. So he comes over and looks at me. And I'm like, oh, what's this? And he goes, you know what? Because one of the words you couldn't say was fuck. Why? I do not know. He goes, fuck you. But he did it in a way where it was like super dick and hard. And then that was it. And he just dropped it.
I would have punched him right in the
I fucking hated Pauly Shore ever since then. I was like, if you want to bust on me about my dad and about the world, that's fine. But just to say that and walk away and like you're all tough, my 16-year-old self could have beat Pauly Shore's ass back then.
Oh, yeah. You're a decent-sized guy.
Yeah. But at 16,
I would have caved in the side of his fucking head.
Right? But his stand-up was horrible.
And it hasn't gotten any better at the time.
Horrible. But hey, listen, dude. The most successful dude. His mom runs one of the greatest comedy places in the entire world. She did.
She's dead, right?
No, she just got, he had to move. She has like off and on Alzheimer's. I actually heard an interview with him on another radio show, but he had to move because he's got a book coming out. And the book, or no, it's a documentary. And the documentary is all about like him when he's not Pauly Shore, the weasel, and it's him in his real life and it's dealing with his mom and having put her into a
Mitzi, right? That's
a
her name?
Center, yeah, and taking care of her and all that. But I didn't know he was in Syracuse. You should go tonight, man. But like, remember me, bro?
I'll just find out where he's staying.
You think he stays? He probably is like, is it like two-night type show?
Or full
is it
weekend, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where do you think he stays? If you had a guess.
John Milton Inn.
Where the hell is John Milton
Inn? Oh, it's the sketchy hooker motel over on Carrier Circle.
He had, dude, the amount of ladies that he bedded, though, man. Wow. Wow.
Whatever.
What? Whatever. I mean, you got to get props. You might not be a Spade or Weasel fan, but dude, they've had their share of fun.
Sure,
here's the thing.
They've paid
if you could have that much money, have that much success, have that much action, and be a brand name, whether would you take that if you had their type of comedy and looks?
Nope.
No?
No.
You'd rather be where you are right now than, say, be Pauly Shore or David Spade
in
their career.
Yep, because then I just kill myself.
Wait, but real quick, you never really, back to the Bill O'Reilly. You've never heard of Bill O'Reilly?
Who is he?
Dude, anyway, well, that's not going to be fun if you never heard of him. And I know you're full of ass, but you're just going to play along with us. Anyway, he was
fired.
You
said fuck seven times and you just said full of ass.
Yeah, but I was saying the F word because it was part of the story, not because I'm dropping the F bomb in my regular.
That's not true. You said it two or three times.
You know what? Stop critiquing me. You just
stop lying.
Just blow your blow
stop
pop.
Stop lying.
Just blow your blow pop. So anyway, he was fired because of sexual harassment, which it's a pretty big thing. Here's my thing. Okay, here's a question for you. If you were going to be accused of sexual harassment and you were like super rich, big name. Now you had your own little
rich enough that I could buy my way out of it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, then I would do it in a heartbeat.
So you would buy your even, but no, but if you were not guilty.
Oh.
So the story comes out, New York Times came out and said that over the last 10 years, 20th Century Fox has paid off, I think, like eight to 10 women that accused him of sexual harassment that totaled $13 million. These were just allegations. $13 million are paid off. And he comes out and says, no, that was all because they were looking for money and I didn't want to deal with it, so we just paid it off.
That happens a lot in this world.
It does, but they all had the same story and they're all separate. There wasn't like one lawyer held one case. It's much like
this is like some Bill Cosby shit?
Exactly. Not like where he's drugging them and stuff, but it was where one comes out.
I feel like that's the best sexual harassment is drugging them first.
Yeah, this one was like he would walk by. It would be like a woman on a show and she was black and he'd be like, hey, dark chocolate or something like that. Or like so stupid stuff. And then one woman he took out to dinner and three of these women didn't even want money from him. They're like, no, I just want people to know. I mean, and you look at Fox News and everything else that's crumbling around. Roger Ailes getting. If I gets ousted, if I was accused, that's a very serious accusation.
How rich is this Mike O'Reilly guy?
Bill O'Reilly. He's got hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
See, if I'm Dave O'Reilly and I want to sexually harass somebody, I'm going to go around and give everybody the poison thumb all the time and then just hand them $100,000.
What's the poison thumb?
It's when you put your thumb in your mouth and get it all lubed up and then you just shove it right in their ass.
You like do that at pants? Dinner in a restaurant?
Yeah, why not?
Or walk out to the car. And then you'd pay him $100,000.
Be like, listen, but you, that's got the, like, you got the poison thumb. Here's $100,000. Let's just drop
but
it.
But that's not even harassment. That's
harassment.
No, that's like rape.
It's not rape. It's my thumb.
But you're inserting it in something.
But I'm really not, because it's going either like through jeans or a skirt or something. I'm basically just giving you like a really terrible wedgie with my thumb.
But you're still inserting something.
Willing to give you $100,000 to do so, too.
Dude, it's still you're inserting something. It's like when people take a lacrosse stick or whatever and they stick it in some kid's ass with his underwear on. You're still inserting.
What kind of weird parties do you go to?
That was actually a crime near your area. A bunch of lacrosse kids were freaking hazing other lacrosse kids by inserting lacrosse sticks up there. Ass happens all over the country with in all
how
sports.
Do you know?
Because I read. Okay, I'm informed. I know who Fred O'Reilly is. All right, so my question is, would you fight it or would you just say fuck it and pay it off?
I just
pay would
it
you
off.
Say F it and pay it off?
Yeah,
you just pay it off. So if you were here and if you were at your radio station and four of your coworkers came out and said,
Dixon gave me the poison thumb.
Yeah.
I'd
and
say
you really
sure
didn't
did.
Give him the poison thumb.
I sure
thumb.
Did.
No,
here's
but
some
you,
money.
But you didn't.
Well, why wouldn't I? I enjoy doing it.
I'm telling you that you didn't. In my scenario.
You don't get to tell me what to
I
do.
I do. You're such a sicko. You want to like give people the poison thumb.
Oh, yeah.
See, I think you would fight it, man. You would go. You would fight Pauly Shore for just maybe wanting to do a joke. But for a girl that accused you of giving her the poison thumb when you didn't insert the poison
thumb. I'd make
thumb,
people smell my thumb.
You would.
It's pretty obvious that I didn't give her the poison thumb. Smell it. Smells like mustard. I had a hot dog for lunch.
Oh, gosh. We could never be serious in this show. All right, man. So the other thing is, did you see this new study that came out? I brought this up for
this
you.
Is about Mike O'Reilly?
No, he's done. Anyway, Fox fired him. He was their number one show. They fired him. But he got $20 million on his way out, a year's salary.
Nice.
They're like, hey, you know what? You're fired and you ruined many women's lives, but we'll give you $25 million and you get to leave.
Way to go, Jeff O'Reilly. Yeah.
So a new study says that artificially sweetened drinks, such as diet sodas and Arizona AIDS, are tied to a higher risk of stroke and dementia.
Good thing I don't drink any of that shit.
No similar connection was found for other sugary beverages, such as sugar sweetened sodas, fruit juice, or fruit drinks. I just said you're Arizona AIDS, man.
But there's no artificial anything in that. This is just pure sugar water, bruh.
Yeah, you got my joke. Or yeah. You caught me. Try to bust it. You don't drink anything that has artificially sweetened.
God, no. It does rotten things to my insides.
I used to be, before I drank coffee, I used to be like Diet Coke like 3 a day. And then,
gross.
And like Red Bull, all that shit.
Nope. I don't like energy.
F'd
I like one energy drink, and they don't even fucking make it anymore.
What was it?
It was the, God, Monster made one called Cuba Libre, which tastes, you know what a Cuba Libre is?
Mm-hmm.
It's dark rum, Coke, muddled lime.
Yeah.
The only reason I liked it is because it reminded me and it tasted like it had booze in it. And because I can't drink anymore because of my pancreas, it was a nice way to feel like I was having an adult beverage without actually having an adult beverage. And then I'd have diarrhea for 4 hours, but it was worth it because when you drink a bunch of booze, you usually end up with the fucking shits anyway.
Not really.
Well, I was a draft beer guy.
Yes, really. Especially, and then probably what you ate after that.
I was never much of like the like late night food. Like if I would get drunk, I just wanted a slice of pizza or I would get French fries.
Yeah, but that combo.
Yeah, there's no
mixed
diarrhea
with your
French fries.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, let's move on.
I don't know. I don't drink any of that shit. Actually, no. What I did want to say is there was this. Shit, what the hell was it called? It was some energy drink that had alcohol in it.
Four Loko.
Four Loko.
I had a couple of those before I got off the wagon.
Dude, my buddies and I, we were driving to Vegas, and my one friend, shout out to Kevin Keough, he had a Four Loko. The dude was so buggin'. I was driving when this was at, this was after a weekend of partying, and he was already drunk. So he wanted, bought this Four Loko at a gas station in the middle of the desert. He was so fucking bugging out on that. And he wanted to pop open the second one. So he pops it open. And I said, hey man, let me take a look at that. Like, what's in it? And I look at, and I grab the can and I just throw it out of the window because I was like, you cannot
have
anymore.
So you littered on Earth Day. What the fuck,
No, this
fuck,
wasn't on
Jay.
Earth Day. First of all, somebody picked that up and got 5 cents out of it. You're welcome.
Ten cents, second, in Arizona.
Well, it was Nevada. And second of all, I wasn't going to have my friend go down that path, man. He probably would have had a heart attack.
Nah.
Dude, that shit is insanity.
I drank three of them in a car and then walked to the Dome for an SU game one time. Definitely thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
But I threw up and I was fine.
Yeah, but you make yourself throw up.
I didn't make myself. That naturally happened.
That one naturally happened.
That's what happens when you mix those weird, funky flavors.
So today also is National Record Store Day. And also yesterday, 421, is the one-year anniversary of the death of Prince, one of the greatest and one of my personal favorites.
And then 2 days ago, it was 420.
Yeah, what did you do for 420?
What did like I worked like all day. And then,
but at night, I bet you had like, did you have like your special marijuana out and like, I'm going to eat this. I'm going to cook this meal.
No, it was like a long ass day and the wife had to work until 9. So
do you treat it like a holiday or is it that for just like
most times?
People?
Yeah. But there was just so much shit going on this week that I ended up just going to the grocery store and I bought like 4 12 packs of soda and a case of Powerades and a couple bags of shrimp. And went home and poured some out for my long-lost homies. A little root beer in the driveway. And then I steamed a bunch of shrimp. And then I poached some shrimp in butter, lemon, thyme, a little fresh lemon, a little bit of caper.
I see what you did here. You segued into your cooking segment. Okay.
Yes. No, I'm just saying. Like that. Yeah. I celebrated 420 by getting super fucking high with my giant bong and eating a pound of delicious butter-basted lemon thyme and caper shrimp.
But don't you do that every night minus the shrimp? It's whatever. Don't you get super baked every night?
I don't get super baked every night, no.
But I mean like—
My routine is I go home, I take one nice banger. Yeah. Takes the stress of the day away.
And then you can do the
dishes. And then a couple
cook.
Hours before I go to bed, I get really good and high.
Yeah.
And then I go to bed.
But what I'm saying is like there was no special type of weed that you tried or that
no.
you use on 420 or
No, this isn't Pineapple Express, bro. This is real life.
Great movie, by the way. Did your friend send you like 420 messages and be like, happy 420, dude? Woo,
no, because my friends are mature and have class.
Hey. Just asking. I mean, everybody else does it out there. Or not everybody, but tons of people do it out there.
Yeah, a lot of people smoke weed, Jay. You're very perceptive.
No, I mean, treat 420 like it's Christmas, dude.
Yeah, if you're a rookie, yeah, you're an
yeah,
amateur.
I'm saying like the, probably
Enjoy.
It's always
it's
the
like
20s.
The same people that go out for St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you. It's exactly what it is. It's a bunch of people that are in their 20s or early 30s who just want to use it as an excuse to get
effed up. Yeah, when I just get high.
You don't need an excuse. You do it every day. Yeah. So, National Record Store Day. Shout out to my boy. I showed Dixon this before.
Oh, my God. How many shout outs?
Dude, I'm going to give a ton. I got two more. Shout out to my boy, Chris Hall of Chicago, National Record Store Day. He sends me a picture and he goes, hey, do you want this? And it was.
Yo, shout out to Tovlo. Thanks for showing your titties at Coachella last night.
That, too. That wasn't my second one. Dude found an LP of Prince that had never been opened. I guess it was pressing like 16 or 17. From the Carrier Dome, Syracuse, New York, 1985.
I was at that show.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was 11 years old.
You really went to that show at 11? Yeah. I heard it was an amazing show.
I don't remember you much. Don't remember. That was the year I started smoking weed.
You were high at Prince at 11?
Mm-hmm. Later that year I started smoking
later
weed.
That year. But anyway, so I'm really excited about that. There's a Biggie album, Born Again, repressed. I can't find it anywhere, though, man. I went to one place.
It'll be on eBay for like $100 later
today. Yeah, exactly.
Today.
So what you said you got one.
I got a Thrice 7-inch of Black Honey. It's got an older version on the other side. Got it at cost. Can't really complain. My big record store day purchase cost me $6.75.
That's awesome. Yeah, that Prince one cost me $40, but it was worth it. It's like $39.99. But that wasn't part of record store day.
No, that was just
some that was just there. He
weird
was browsing
knockoff
through.
Somebody found.
Yeah. And B-side choice card of the week. You're up, Dixon.
Billy Raful, Canadian singer-songwriter, has got a single called Driver that's out right now. I haven't played it for you because, well, quite frankly, I'm going to make you wait until we're done because I think it might be your new favorite song of all time.
Why didn't you play it for me? See, if this was good podcasting, you would have played it for me. So I'd have been like, dude, it's amazing.
No,
why didn't you play it now and then I can listen to it while we record?
I don't have that capability. I don't have cell service down
there. Can I put it up on my phone?
It's not actually out yet.
Damn it. All right. Yeah. We'll play it for you next week then.
Yeah.
Can we?
After May 9th, we can. Because that's May 9th. It's technically released.
Technically, we can play stuff and we can't get in trouble because it's like the Wild West. FCC doesn't.
I'm not supposed to have it, dude.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Yeah. Well, that day you'll just be somebody else.
Yeah. Well, no.
It'll be Big Smoothie. Yeah. Those are for our loyal listeners. We'll get that joke and can understand Dixon's look when I said that. So the song, why is it so amazing?
Well written, super hooky, very dynamic, and exactly what the world needs right now.
World does need some good stuff. Is it a band?
Technically, yeah. The dude's name is Billy Raful.
Billy Raful.
Raful.
Okay.
Tune's called Driver. It's dope.
That's the title character of The Rock in my movie Faster that I produced. Yes.
Okay.
Driver.
Coffee Fetcher. But yeah, it's good, and I'll play it for you later.
Awesome. I can't wait.
And for see those you of you, I will tell you this. Come May 9th, you guys are all going to be super stoked on life when that song comes out.
Awesome. And you probably could hear that show if you download that app. And
actually, if you want to stream 95X tomorrow night at 9 p.m., I do have permission to debut it. I'm actually going to be the first person in the United States to air it on terrestrial radio tomorrow night at 9 p.m.
That's awesome. Look at that. Is he Canadian?
Yes. Huh. Do you know who you
have great luck. You're banned in a country that you have amazing connections and luck with awesome artists from.
Do you know who the first person to play SOB by Nathaniel Whately from the Night Sweats on terrestrial radio in America was?
DXN on 95X.
That would be me, yeah.
On Sundays at 9?
No, that was back when the show was on Sundays at 10.
Oh, Sundays at 10. Dang, I missed it by an hour.
But yeah, I was
now
the first
look how huge
in, look at
and
that.
He's coming to the Keys, isn't he?
August 5th. Woo-hoo.
He's opening up for Kings of Leon.
Scampitheater.
Yeah. Is he's opening up for Kings of Leon?
Yeah, they're touring together.
That's awesome. My B-side choice cut is a show that drops on Netflix next week. It is phenomenal. I had a chance to check out some of
is that the name of it?
Beforehand. Nope. It is called Dear White People. And it is.
You already talked about this once.
I talked about how it's going to come out, but I actually saw some of it. And
I seen it.
And some of the reviews have come out on it saying it's like the next great Netflix show. It's based off of a YouTube. The TV show is based off of a movie that came out in 2014, and that movie is based off of a YouTube channel that had like millions of listeners or watchers. So it's a satirical television series. It's set in Dixon, you know, like this. It's set in a fictional Ivy League university.
I think I saw a preview for this.
Yeah, they got the trailer.
They're using they're doing like pre-roll on YouTube videos with this, right?
Yep. Yeah, and it's got 10 episodes, so you can binge it all. But it's about a group of black students and tracks the fallout of a blackface party that exposes everyone's racial attitudes on campus. What's cool about it is Samantha White, the lead character, she's like a media studies major, and her mission is to enlighten her school. But she's mixed race, so she's kind of torn between the two worlds. But she has a radio program called Dear White People, and it's a nice little mix of podcasting / over-the-air radio hosting where she can talk to the people that are on the campus and listen. Dude, the show is phenomenal. Star actors, writers, shout out to Chuck Hayward. Dude, it's really, really, really good show that will that you will laugh your ass off to, but also make you think about some stuff. So, and no, it's not one of those, oh, this is black people telling white people how to act. It's not that at all. So
I wish it
definitely
was.
Check it out. Yeah, it should be, right? But it comes out next Friday, the 28th of April. Or 29,
yep,
whatever
28th.
That Friday is. Yep, April 28th. So that is my B-side choice cut of the week, Dear White People on Netflix. So we're going to do things a little different when it comes to the wrestling thing here. I'm not going to – there's a million review shows out there about what happened on Raw, what happened on SmackDown. And same with, like, here's the news stuff. So I have a list of things, and then I – but I'm going to gear it in a way that makes the wrestling stuff informative, fun for wrestling and non-wrestling.
How many topics you got?
You don't worry about the topics.
I'm just asking.
32.
Are you serious?
35 I just counted. Yeah, sorry. No, I don't know. I don't have it counted. I have it bullet pointed. You just don't worry about it.
I get to pass on three.
Fine, then I'll talk about it. Do you want to say anything about former WWE superstar Rosie, who passed away, the older brother to Roman Reigns? He was in WWE 2002 to 2003. He worked with Umaga as a tag team. And then
when Umaga was called Jamal.
Yeah, Jamal. And they had like the big shorts that went down to like mid-calf and the backwards hats.
Do you remember what they were called?
Oh, gosh. I should. I just saw the
2-minute warning.
Oh, really? No, 3-minute warning.
See? Look at you. They were Eric Bischoff's cronies.
Yes. I remember when Bischoff, because he had one of our listeners of our podcast, Scott Stasiak. Is that how you pronounce the last name?
Sean Stasiak.
Shout out to him. He listens.
Meat.
He was wrestling D'Lo Brown in the ring when Bischoff was like, impress me. You have 3 minutes. And then he counted him down. And then those guys came out and kicked both their asses. He also, which was one of my favorite things, was the superhero in training when he was with, like, tagged aligned with Hurricane. That was funny.
So he was shit. You were happy that he was shit.
Not that he was shit, man. I liked the Hurricane. I liked
that's
those bits,
up, man.
Dude.
Dude's dead now, and you're just like bringing up this thing where they tried
anything
to clown him.
Anything you have
him.
To say about that?
I thought he was great. I'm always a fan of the Samoan wrestlers. It just sucks that they all die so early.
They get so big, man. They get so big, and they do, and like they, you know, when you're.
Did they give his cause of death?
Oh, they said that he had.
If you say enlarged heart, that's cocaine.
No, they had, in 2014, he went to the hospital for a heart failure, like congestive heart failure, but supposedly that was a couple years ago, and so it's something with the heart, it usually is, but it wasn't anything, I think it was something that they knew he had health issues rather than out of the blue, just gone. Another major thing, this to me I think is some of the biggest, if not besides Rosie's passing, the biggest news to come out of wrestling this past week was Shibata. You hear about this?
That the bread?
No, the Japanese wrestler.
Oh.
Shibata, the bread. So remember when he had that insane match with Okada?
Yeah.
And then he headbutts him, and then he goes in the back and he collapses. Well, it was reported it was a subdural hematoma. But it was that, but to the extreme level. So if anybody doesn't know, that's just where the blood builds up between the skull and the brain. So it's so real that there's a chance that he'll never wrestle again. And this dude was like, what, second or third star out over there? Fourth? But he temporarily lost mobility on the right side of his body while he was in the hospital. He apparently has recovered from the paralysis, but because of the severity of it, no wrestling organization is really going to want to put him in there because it's, you know, one head injury, especially because it's the head. So Nakamura was talking, and he said, and he brought up a good point. He's saying, like, the stuff in Japanese, the new thing now is to do these extreme moves, and like, they've got to stop them, or these careers are just going to be cut short and people are literally going to die in the ring. So my question to you is, do you see him going back into New Japan or into wrestling?
No.
Do you see
he's this, too much of a risk.
Do you see this continuing?
I hope not, but I'm not Japanese. They have a weird penchant for, like, ultra-violence and shit, so.
And you know what's really weird about that? They do. In the ring, it's like crazy violent, but in the crowd, it's like they just all kind of stand there and just like clap their hand. It's very kind of mute compared to what you see in the States.
Oh,
yeah. But in the States, it's like you see somebody jump off the top rope, be like, yeah, put him in a body bag, Johnny. It's like complete opposite.
Well, culture
of, like,
is very different. Have you ever been to Japan, Jay?
I have not. Oh. I've always wanted to go, but I have not. But no, I'm just saying, like, the
you would be a giant in Japan.
Would I? Yes. That means all the ladies would love me.
You would have to duck a lot, and you would be very uncomfortable using the bathroom.
Oh, because it's so small?
Yeah. And the shower would probably hit you somewhere between your nipples and your belly button.
Even in the hotels?
Mm-hmm.
They're so westernized, and they have so many business people that come out there.
They're built for Japanese people, man.
I don't care. What about the beds? Are they like...
They're short as fuck.
With my leg. Come on, man.
You'd
like,
probably have to,
like,
sleep diagonal.
No. You're making it seem like this is like...
Now, granted, I haven't been over there since 2004. It's been 2004. It's been 13 years since I've been to Japan, so things may have changed, but I'm only 5'8", dude, and I was uncomfortable.
All right. Well, our Japan listeners... Tweet us, message us. Do you have beds for dudes that are like 6'2", that I don't have to sleep diagonal?
Ah, so sucky, sucky.
The other kind of craziness was Vader was performing at a show in Tokyo, and he collapsed after the match. He says it's because he got a concussion rather than his heart, because if you remember months ago, he said, hey, I'm going to die soon, but I'm going to keep wrestling.
Okay, way
so
to go, Leon.
So here's my question for this. If you're a promotion, why are you putting this dude in there when he literally said on Twitter he could die at any moment?
It'll draw 10,000 people, and B,
it was in Tokyo. It was the Fujinami 45th anniversary show.
Fujinami,
yeah, what did I say?
But if he dies in your ring, you know, like, you've got the,
everybody will ever know.
Yeah.
So why isn't that the same for Shibata?
He's not American.
Oh.
And he's not a legend in America like Vader is.
So you think if Shibata was American,
or had some magnitude of success in America at some point.
That's interesting. So
do you know that two out of the three Nature Boys have died in the ring?
No.
Yeah, Nature Boy Buddy Rogers died in the ring. Nature Boy Buddy Landell also died in
Landell,
the ring.
I knew Landell, but I didn't know wow. Is that the reason why they wanted to get Ric Flair out of there when they did?
Let's get Ric Flair to die in the ring too, man.
Dude's getting kicked out of bars, man.
Well, that's what happens when you love the cocaine.
You think he still does coke?
Oh, God, yes.
He's still doing coke and drinking
as much as
he's drinking?
Oh, God, yes.
Do you know this?
I've heard some stories, man.
Here's a question. This is part of wrestling, but this is not on my sheet. We'll get it. You feel, how do I word this without angering you? You feel comfortable with saying that, oh yeah, somebody's doing cocaine, or oh yeah, somebody's a whore bag like Sonny, or oh yeah, blah, 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 blah. But you feel uncomfortable about telling stories during your wrestling days in the back where that's like the biggest thing in wrestling podcast.
Mm-hmm. Unlike most people that break down that fourth wall, I have respect for my peers. You know, I would need to ask permission to tell certain stories. Like, I will happily tell, like, the Jake Roberts fucking dentures fell out of his mouth and I had to run backstage and grab a handful of coffee filters and shove them in a cup and take them backstage. That I don't mind, because that happened in front of the cameras. That's something that genuinely happened. Sandman, drunk, falling asleep in the ring, pouring a beer down a retarded girl's throat on his way to the ring. I'll happily tell that story because that happened on camera. There's nobody that isn't aware of that happening, where the stuff that happens backstage, you know, I would want to ask permission of the people that were involved before I actually unearth that story, because I have respect for them and their privacy.
So I was listening to, but then you can say somebody is doing drugs when we don't know if they're doing drugs.
Ric Flair is a noted cocaine enthusiast.
Still? I mean, I know at some point he was. I mean,
come on, man.
I don't know. I'm not saying, listen, would it surprise me if somebody said, hey, that he gets busted for coke? No, I mean, he's, woo! Yeah, but
he's taking up for Charlie Murphy.
I can't say that if I don't like necessarily.
I will say whatever
that.
I want about Ric Flair. Ric Flair loves cocaine.
So I was listening to the Bruce Pritchard podcast, and he was talking about they had like Bruce Pritchard.
I'm not sure who that is.
Jesus, don't go down this.
Who's Bill Pritchard?
So Pritchard was talking about Sandman. They asked him, like, there were like questions of the week, and they're like, who's somebody that you would think is completely different from their persona or something like that? And he said Sandman. He said Sandman every day would come in and read his USA Today, sit in a chair, in a suit would read his USA Today, be super nice, super talked to everybody. He said he was like one of the favorite people that he worked with, and nobody would ever
That's 100% a rib. That's him like, putting a rib out in the world.
I went and Googled Sandman just to make sure I wasn't there wasn't two Sandmans out there because I don't know everything about wrestling. But it was because they were talking about ECW
days. That was him ribbing his audience because Sandman is the exact opposite of that. This is a dude who we picked up at the airport drunk, arguing with a flight attendant off the airplane because he felt that he got cheated.
On peanuts?
No, because he ordered two Long Island iced teas and they charged him for them on the plane. But they only brought him one, or so he thinks.
He doesn't remember the second one being brought.
So I'm driving him to the hotel. He's like, hey, man, you think we can stop at a liquor store? And I was like, absolutely not, man. Like, there'll be the requested 30 rack for you at the venue, and, you know, anything that you want.
Was it a show that night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I take him to the hotel. He walks into the hotel, and I get him checked in. And he turns to the lady behind the counter and says, where's the bar? And she's like, sir, we don't serve alcohol here. And he looks at me and goes, find me another fucking hotel. Nope, sorry, this is where all the boys stay. So here's your key. I'll walk you to your room. I'm fucking serious, bro. Like, I'm not staying here if they don't have a bar. Well, it's probably best that they don't have a bar, Jim. So let's go to your room and why don't you sleep off whatever you drank on the airplane. And we'll be good. We get him to his room. I key him in. The room's nice. He sits down on the bed, unzips his gym bag, and dumps it on the other bed in the room. And there is a full fifth of 99 bananas in it. And before I can jump and grab it, he grabs it and puts about a third of it down.
He went to go to the liquor store when he already had liquor with
him? He forgot he had it with him.
Oh, my gosh.
So now let's fast forward 4.5 hours to when I have to pick him up and take him to the venue. He won't answer the door. So I go to the front desk, and it's the same lady. I'm like, hey, I think that dude got drunk and passed out in the room. Can I have a key, please? That's kind of against our rules. And I was like, I paid for the room. Credit card is in our company name,
Yeah. Therefore
giving me the right to a second key for the room. And she's like, oh, you know, you're right. Here you go. You want me to go down there with you? I was like, no, I don't necessarily know what's going to happen when I open that door. I open the door. This motherfucker's face down on the bed snoring. So I try and shake him awake, nothing. I notice that the bottle of 99 bananas is gone. And I'm scared at this point. Like, you know, like.
He's dead.
No, because he's snoring. He's breathing. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't know that he's not, like, comatose.
Yeah.
So I go back to the front and I'm like, hey, listen, you guys have smelling salts. And she's like, I don't know what they are. I'm like, can you just grab me your first aid kit? And she's like, oh, sure. And she goes and gets the box off the wall and brings it to me. And thankfully, there's like four sets of smelling salts. I grab all four of them. I go back to the room, crack the first one, nothing. Crack
they
the second
smelling
one.
Smelling salts at the front desk?
You have to in situations like that.
Wow. I did not know that.
Crack the third one and shove the fucking thing literally in his nose. And I get a response. Yeah. Hey, Jim, time to go to the show that I've already paid you for. I fucking hate Binghamton. Good, because we're in Syracuse. Get your shit together. It's time to go to the building. I need a shower first. No, we don't have time for that. See, had you been awake when I got here, you would have had plenty of time to shower. But we've wasted a half hour of my time, so you're just going to go to the building now. Fine, I'll take a fucking shower at the building. Cool, you can shower at the building. Totally fine by me. I've even got towels there for you. Let's go. And at the time, I'm driving my buddy Josh's car because I don't like putting weird people in my vehicles. We get him to the venue. We sneak him in, towel over the head, back door kind of thing because he was kind of a surprise. And we get him into the locker room and he just gets naked.
In front of everyone?
Yeah. Well, that's a wrestling thing. Wrestlers have a tendency to do that. And asks where the shower is. And I was like, well, it's two floors down. Going to need you to put your clothes back on and take you down there.
Oh, please tell me he walked naked all the way down.
No, he put his Zubas back on.
Zubas.
Threw a towel over his head. And then took him downstairs, took him 45 minutes, got him showered up, came back upstairs, wanted to know where his 30 rack was, and I told him I would give it to him because it was meant for his entrance, and he cracked into it anyway. Got him out onto the roof of the pastime because he was coming in a weird door we had there. So Enter Sandman hits, and there's a specific part in the song where we told him to go, and he didn't. So like I just stuck my head in it, and I was like, cool, play it again, man. Played it again. He missed the cue again, and I just shoved him through the door. I had had enough of him at this point that I just shoved him into the room. And as soon as the crowd erupted, Sandman became alive again. So he's cracking beers and drinking them. He's cracking beers and pouring them on people. And I'm trying to follow him through the room, but people are hoarding him. Yeah. He gets about a quarter of the way around the room to where our ARC people are, which is the Associated of Retarded Citizens or something like that.
Handicapped, but yes.
No, that's what it's called. I mean, it's antiquated, but I'm pretty sure the R stands for retarded in that acronym. And I see him crack a beer and start to pour it down a retarded girl's throat, mentally handicapped girl's throat. And I know for a fact that most of these kids aren't old enough, so I literally just charged through and slapped it out of his hand and pushed him, and he goes, and he proceeds to get in the ring, work with a dude named Gordy, who was one of our local guys, and fall asleep while in a chin lock from Gordy.
Was he supposed to go over?
He was, and he didn't.
Gordy beat him?
Yeah.
So...
I'm going to continue this. I'm going to go pee so I can actually concentrate on the story.
Right. Oh, okay.
Gordy's got Sandman down, chin lock, and we noticed that Sandman's asleep.
Okay.
So I'm doing security. I'm inside the bike rack.
Is the crowd booing?
The crowd is just...
Do they know he's sleeping?
Yeah.
They don't think it's...
They know that it's been a shit show the entire time.
Okay. Yeah.
So then the 2CW faithful are very vocal.
Mm-hmm.
So they start talking shit, whatever else. Gordy realizes he's asleep. We get Sandman awake again, and I'm at ringside doing security, and Gordy just kind of looks at me and gives me that, what do you want me to do? And I was like, just pin him. Just do your finish, pin him. So Gordy's finish is this weird thing where you get him in the goozle, so it's kind of like a rock bottom, but the person taking it is supposed to go to their knees, and then the person giving it goes to their ass. So it's kind of like, so for Gordy gets him in the thing, and I hear him go one, two, and Sandman just goes on two. And Gordy looks at me, and I was just pin him. And the referee looks at me, and I was just like, I just held up three fingers, like it's just done.
So he kicked out?
No. He went early on the three count for the move. So Gordy rolls out of the ring, goes backstage. Sandman calls for the mic. And Bob, you know Bob.
Yeah.
Bob was our ring announcer.
Bob was?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's
gave awesome. Him the mic. And I walked over to Bob. I was like, are you serious? So B-O-B. Sandman just won't use the mic. So he decides he's going to do a Q&A with the audience.
He's going to do it. So he's like the Oprah. Asking questions.
Kinda. And we just kind of let it go because it's 2CW. Like, Sandman's shit-faced. He was just asleep in the ring. Let's let the fans fuck with him.
Yeah.
First question. Who invented the cotton gin? Does this motherfucker not go, Eli Whitney?
He knows, man. He's probably one of those smart mofos, too.
So, like, this goes on for, like, a half hour, and finally, like, I look at him, I'm like, come on. And
was he doing a good job, though, with the interaction?
No, he was just being a dink.
Yeah.
So, that was the Sandman. And you actually, if you go to YouTube and you type in 2CW Sandman, or The Night the Sandman Fell Asleep, there's a couple versions. There's the actual version, there's a version we made that sped up for the whole incident, from me shoving him through the door.
Really?
The Q&A, yeah.
All right, I'll have to look that. That's 2, the number 2, CW.
Yeah, Squared Circle Professional Wrestling.
Well, just want to make sure when people are typing it in. So, okay, so back to you. You're okay of breaking the fourth wall when it's people you don't like rather than when people you do
there's
like.
There's a difference. I'm cool with breaking the fourth wall if it exists on video. In a place where people can just go and view it. I'll tell that story because it's already out in the public.
But not all that stuff in the hotel room was.
It is because it exists as an extra on a 2CW DVD that we put out.
Like, were they interviewing you and you're telling the story?
I told the story on camera, yeah.
So why were you okay with... this is not me questioning. I'm just trying to understand. So, because I get so many questions weekly about, oh, I want to hear Dixon needs to tell us a story about this or... Is BS that Dixon isn't telling more on this wrestler or that wrestler or this situation. So
Well,
I'm trying
then,
to get
then
the
take
lay of the
these
land.
Questions
yeah.
and compile them, and I'll talk to the people that they concern, and if they're willing to let me tell the stories, I'll tell the stories.
Oh, gosh, sweet. I'm going to ask so many questions. All right, Women of Wrestling, wow, might be in position to make a big splash soon. The promotion has entered into an agreement with MGM Television that should increase their production quality.
Glow's coming soon, too.
Yeah, man. Well, this... So WOW is owned and operated by David McLean, who was the creator of GLOW.
McLean Northeast.
Yep. no. And Jeannie. And
you see what I did there?
Yeah, I did see what you did. And Jeannie Buss, owner of the Lakers. Now, GLOW is doing a scripted television show that'll be on Netflix, not the wrestling promotion. Can you get those tapes someplace? Are they on YouTube?
They exist.
I would love to see them. I'm actually excited about this, man. If there's hot girls and badass women, I'll totally watch it. Whatever. You will not, because you don't like women's wrestling.
I heard a rumor.
Yeah?
Nia Jax is pregnant?
What?
Yeah.
No, she just wrestled this week.
I know.
Speaking of pregnancy, how freaking amazing is Serena Williams? She wins the freaking Grand Slam pregnant?
Yo, I give her a Grand Slam.
She didn't lose one set.
Two pancakes,
set.
Two eggs.
No, sorry, you already
sausage,
got Jennifer Hudson.
Bacons.
Jennifer Hudson or Serena Williams?
No, I would like to buy her a Grand Slam breakfast from Denny's.
Oh, okay.
Swatch read it.
Yeah, I shouldn't. She probably doesn't need that.
Wanted to lick them lips.
Jesus, dude. Can you imagine being 20 weeks pregnant and you're out there and you're beating the best in the world?
Especially with as much as she grunts. I'm surprised that kid didn't get shit out on the court.
Dude, I am trying to give props to one of the most impressive feats in the history of sports. You can't grunt out a 20-week-old fetus, man.
You don't know that?
I do know that.
Really? Did you go to medical school?
No, but my mom did.
Well, your mom's not here, is she?
Well, I will ask her
a
question.
Let's call that bitch up.
Wow, now we're going to call a bitch?
Nah, you know what I mean.
I mean that as a term of endearment. All women are bitches.
Yeah.
Except for my wife. And her mom. No, dude, you can't. But, dude, 20, and she didn't lose one set, bro. Not one set. And she was pregnant.
Right.
So many women, like, have trouble with, like, morning sickness.
She's supernatural.
She is. She's amazing.
Next
but
level.
Anyway, so when do you? Okay, when do we see the Baylor Club in the E?
I don't know.
Because he's hitting at it
soon.
You think it's soon?
Yeah.
Do you think they call it the Baylor Club?
Yes.
Okay. So ideally, you're setting up. I'm assuming this is what they want to do long term. You're going to set up a Baylor versus AJ match eventually. You have to have that match eventually. It could be headline in freaking WrestleMania.
I think it's
one day.
I don't know.
You've got to go that. AJ has to fight every freaking person on all rosters. So do you think they call it the Baylor Club? Because ideally, I could see them fighting over the club, but not if it's a Baylor Club, it has his name attached to it. Mm-hmm. That's the great thing about the Bullet Club is you could always have a new leader.
Right.
But if Baylor's not there, would they call it the Styles Club?
Ooh. Sounds like a place to go on Friday nights.
WWE is one of the dudes that I really was impressed with over the last month, Aleister Black.
Aleister Black.
Aleister?
I'm pretty sure that's how they want
it's
you
spelled,
to say it.
Oh, really? Spelled Aleister, but Aleister Black. They're going to push him in the cruiserweight division because he's 205 on the button, according to them. I think he would be awesome with the match. The problem is, man, like, they have no storylines, and none of those guys get a serious push. I think he could be better suited on, like, a SmackDown or something.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on that? Do you like Black as a wrestler?
I haven't seen enough to really make a judgment. But your boy's the number one contender to the world title on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's my boy, huh? Jinder is my boy?
I thought that was your boy.
No. Why is Jinder my boy?
You two look so much alike.
That might be true, and we both have the same muscle definition, but doesn't mean that he's my boy.
You're not nearly as vascular.
I'm not. Yeah, exactly. I don't have as many veins. I look more natural. Thought. What are your thoughts on Mike Bennett and Maria Kanellis skipping over NXT, supposedly, and joining SmackDown?
Maria's already been there, which I think is the reason that he gets to skip it.
And what I love about that, they could easily... I'm not saying skill mic level because we'll have to see what Bennett, but they could be the replacement to Miz and Maurice on that show as far as that cocky couple that comes in and is just major heel.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you that. I don't like her on the mic at all.
She's gotten better, man.
But it's still not good. But Mike Bennett, I think if given the right direction, could be every bit as good as The Miz. I just don't have a lot of hope for Maria.
Well, if, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, it's not like Maryse is doing all the Mike stuff. I mean, it's.
But at least she was good in those vignettes they were doing about so Nikki
good.
Bella.
She was so good.
John!
She had her moves down too when she was doing the ass. So when she do the ass turnaround, she had like, and when she would come in,
well,
and
those
stick
two are
the
legitimately one really good friends in real life.
No, they legitimately hate each other.
No, at one point, like,
oh yeah,
the
they
very
were
beginning.
Best
friends. They were
yeah, they hate each other now.
Yeah,
because the Bellas went
in
away from
the real Mike Mizanin and John Cena do also not like each other.
See,
in real
I heard
life.
That those two do like each other; that they're extremely professional. And they get along, but they let the women fight over it. That's what came out on a interview.
They have a mutual respect for one another, but at the root of it, do not like one another.
Do you think Miz doesn't like get along with anybody there?
No, there's a lot of dudes that Miz gets along really well with.
Because everything, like this week when he was going against Ambrose, man, he is so awesome on the mic. He cuts deep. He like brings what every...
He and Dean don't get along. A lot of people don't get along with Dean Ambrose.
That's not surprising. He seems like a weird cat.
John Moxley's an oddball.
Do you care about Impact Wrestling and AAA running co-branded events this coming up?
Not even a little bit.
Think it helps build Impact at all?
Don't care.
Okay. Speaking of Impact, the E is working on bringing back the Broken Universe to Raw. Hold
there
on.
Will be a settlement.
Not if, but when the gimmick returns. Do you like the idea of having Bray, Finn, and the Hardys all kind of having these different supernatural characters on the roster doing their own thing?
It won't be both Hardys. There's already talk that Matt's staying on Raw with the Broken gimmick and Jeff's moving to SmackDown for a main event push against AJ Styles.
That would be a dope match right there. Not a big Jeff Hardy fan on the mic.
I think
a lot of people
have forgotten how good a worker he really is, especially when he's clean and sober like he is right now.
Worker, he's awesome. I'm just saying, like, I like the verbal battles that AJ had with Cena or even with Ambrose.
He
like
will with Jeff Hardy. It'll just be very one-sided.
Do you do you see Broken Matt teaming up with Bray then?
No, it's going to be him. And then they'll give him like very...
Because Bray and Finn are going
at
each other
now. They'll give
him
small characters that help amplify that universe that aren't workers.
Yeah. Do you see Shelton Benjamin coming back and teaming with American Alpha versus Carlito returning and teaming with the Colognes?
No.
Do you see Shelton Benjamin or Carlito coming back?
Nope. I think Shelton's going to go back to Japan. And I think Carlito is just going to stay in Puerto Rico and run his dad's promotion.
You think? You don't think Carlito wants to come back for one more? By the way, I do like what they're doing with the Colognes on SmackDown. Finally, they're giving them a little
edge.
They got to
give them new fucking gear. Jesus Christ. If you're going to call them the Colognes, don't let them wear their Shining Star shit on TV.
Well, or going with just a pair of tight jeans with no shirt when they came in there and beat those guys up.
Which was
up.
Great. And then you put them on TV the following week, and you're calling them the Colognes, but they've got their Shining Stars bullshit on. It's like, come on.
But that's
like,
just as much of the wrestling. You got to reinvent it. Nobody's coming up with new
gear. No, because when
they
showed up,
when they showed up
to TV, they were told, you're no longer the Shining Stars, you're the Colognes. This is after they brought their... That's how it works, man. Like...
So you're okay. So next week, if we do not see something from them,
now you can get
then
mad
we
at
can
those
blame
two.
On them. Okay. Unfortunately, WWE confirmed that on Monday that Dash Wilder of the Revival suffered a fractured jaw over the weekend in an NXT goodbye show.
Yeah,
you're gonna go down, man. Going down on that sucks. He's expected to be out of action for
six to eight weeks.
Yeah, 2 months. Do you see Scott Dawson wrestling like Kaz did when Enzo was out, or do you hold both of them off for 8 weeks because you're really pushing that tag team?
The other guy that's not hurt is just wrestling Scott throwaway does. Matches in NXT. Oh,
okay, so, but you don't see him doing like a...
He's not going to be on TV without Kaz. His partner, no.
Frickin' Papa Roach is the song artist of Payback pay-per-view that's next week. Who listens to Papa Roach anymore, man? They got a new album coming out this
Dudes
song.
Dudes look like you in trucker hats.
Yeah, you wish. You had a trucker hat on a couple days ago.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did. It was a mesh hat, bro.
Nope.
It was a mesh hat.
Nope.
You had a mesh hat. And first of all, dudes
yours,
like me.
Yours is actually the one that came with the t-shirt for free.
What? I don't even know what that means. And second of all, this is like, dudes like me do not listen to Papa Roach. It's dudes that look like you that listen to Papa
That's
Roach.
That's not true.
That is totally true.
That's not true.
Is Papa Roach even still big?
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
Do you like Papa Roach?
I don't, but the new single is doing really well in the industry.
Are you going to play it on your radio show?
Never in a million years, but it is a very nice departure from their previous stay in the butt rock world. They're trying to evolve a little bit.
So it's not a butt rock song.
It's a ballad.
Okay. Do you think that, have you heard the LP or do you got any, or EP?
I would never waste my time.
So you think they stay in the butt rock world, but that's their one ballad like so many bands do?
Probably.
Who in the E loves Papa Roach? They've got to have like, them and Shinedown probably own the most songs for pay-per-views in wrestling history.
Maybe.
Right?
Shinedown for sure.
Shinedown's definitely got to win.
That's
that.
One of your faves.
I've never liked Shinedown.
Sometimes goodbye is a second chance.
I've never liked them, man. Not that they aren't talented. They're very successful. It's just not my cup of tea.
Did you hear that Ivan Moody is leaving Five Flavor Fruit Punch at the end of 2017?
No.
Thank fucking God.
Yeah, man. That was the guy that you said that you don't care if he got in a Plan X.
Yeah, I really wanted that band to get on one of those little Buddy Holly killing airplanes and go out on tour.
And I said, no, take it back. And you said, I hope they crap their pants in a ditch.
Whatever.
But why is he leaving?
Because he's an alcoholic that faked his mother's death as an excuse to be drunk on stage.
No.
Yeah, happened in Syracuse.
Man, you're blasting him. You're putting him on blast, bro.
Fuck you, Ivan Moody. Fight me.
Could he beat you up?
No.
If he had eight turkeys, could he beat you up?
No.
Him and eight turkeys versus you with no weapons?
No, because I would swing Ivan Moody around as the weapon instead of the turkey.
Isn't he like a big dude?
Not really.
He's a little guy?
He loves wearing FUBU. For us, by us. What?
Yeah, FUBU was great when LL was rocking it decades ago. What are your thoughts on Braun, man? Raw is Braun this past week. Did you like the how they're booking him?
You do know that using physics, it is impossible for a man to flip over an ambulance, right?
Dude, he's not a man. He is a freaking bigger than a beast. He's like, what's bigger than a beast? He's a dragon?
Wilder beast?
I don't know. You know who he looks like? He looks like Ogre from Nerds.
A little bit.
Like when he gives that look and he's talking, when he's like angry and the one eye goes up. Yeah. Dude, he's Ogre from Nerds. If you don't know that movie, totally go watch Nerds 1. Classic 80s. Lastly, for wrestling, DDT Train Pro Wrestling. They did this. You can go see it on YouTube. They did this awesome thing, a battle royal on a moving train. Each new station someone would get on, eliminated by a pin submission, or you have to get thrown off by train stops. And when every train stop, a new person would get on. You can see it on YouTube. Just Google it, dude. This thing is freaking hilarious. Bunch of Japanese wrestlers mixed with guys all over the world. Literally a battle royal on a moving train. And so would you totally watch that?
Maybe.
I just want to watch it just for the gimmick of it, yeah. Just to see how they – from a production standpoint. BS question of the week. This kind of scares me because Dixon has the question. He didn't tell me. What is it, homie?
Have you ever hocked a loogie into the Devil's Onion Ring?
Dude, I don't even know what that is. And I'm assuming the Devil's Onion Ring is a vagina or asshole?
Bing.
Which one?
The second one. Have you ever spit in a girl's asshole?
No.
For the lube while you were?
No.
No?
If I did, I don't. That was really your question that you wanted to ask me last week. Well, spit in a butthole?
Here's the thing. So, like, without really giving myself, like, I don't know. So, the summer before I met my wife,
I spit in a lot of buttholes.
I was playing the field, so to speak. So, there were quite a few girls that I was entertaining at different times.
Your name should be Harry Fudge back then.
Why?
Because you have a hairy face with the big old beard. Which is nice. And you like to spit in people's fudge.
Well, here's where this came from. So, like, I've been with more than my fair share of women over the years, especially considering what I used to look like.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this one summer where I was sort of seeing a bunch of different girls, none exclusively. They all knew, like, I wasn't being a scumbag. But three of these girls, all within about a month's time, refused to let me put it in their vagina, but were all totally cool with taking it in the old shitter.
Keister. So were like, they friends?
What's
Did
that?
They know each other?
No, God, no. I have a very
strict,
strong. You know what I mean? Like, I do my research. Like, I make sure that they have no more than, like, two or three friends in common on social
media. What summer
media.
Was this? Summer of what?
12.
And that was a big anal year.
Well,
anal
no, like,
was big that year.
I just thought it was weird that, like, you know, I'm hanging out with this one girl, and, like, we do everything, you know, but the vaginal sex. You know what I mean? Like, our first sexual encounter was me jerking off onto her face behind my apartment building in the rain next to a dumpster. Like, that was our first.
That's what she wanted you to do, or
yeah,
that's what
yeah,
you
yeah,
said
yeah.
I want to do?
No, like, we were just hanging out, making out, and I was just like, yo, like, we should take this, like, to the next level. And she's like, all right, let's go up, because we were in a car.
Yeah.
And she's like, let's go behind the building and jerk off on my face. And I was like,
wait, cool. You're in the car, and she goes, let's go behind the building, and you can whack it on my face.
Yeah.
There was no, like, oral sex or anything.
Well, once my dick was out, I jammed it in her mouth a few times, because that's what you do.
Dude, you jammed it? I mean, was she wanting to do that?
Yeah, she was okay. Definitely like a very submissive type. So over the course of the next few times we hung out, you know, it went from, you know, like her blowing me to like, you know, the titties and, you know, a little finger blasting. And then like, you know, I'm very skilled. Let's say in making women satisfied.
Okay.
So, you know.
Is this like a I feel like this is like a self promotion right
it's
now.
It's not, because I'm married. Okay. I can't, you know. So I'm giving her the finger business, you know
yeah.
what I mean? And she's all, and I'm just like, yo, we should fuck. And
what's
she's
she like?
Huh?
What was she like?
You know, exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, we should fuck. And she's like, you know, like, I don't think, like, we've been hung out long enough, but if you want to fuck me in the ass, you can. And in my head, I'm like, that's a weird thing that you won't just have regular sex with me, but you're willing to let me fuck you in the ass, which I've had girls I've dated for months or years that wouldn't let me fuck them in the ass.
Maybe they just thought your dick was dirty and they thought the asshole was a better place for it than the vagina.
No, because I'm a very safe sex advocate when I'm single. It's no glove, no love.
Except when you had the HPV.
Shut the fuck up. I got that from you anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Did you glove it up?
For the butt sex?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So, you know, I plowed out her shitter. She loved it.
I plowed out her shitter.
Literally the next
night. It's like you're freaking in a cornfield or something, dude.
And then the next night she let me stick it in her fun place. So, like, you know, it was just weird. You know what I mean? So then fast forward a couple weeks, I'm hanging out with a different girl. And, again, it gets hot and heavy with the making out and the finger business. And I'm just like, you know, she's sucking my dick. And I'm just like, yo, let's fuck. And she's like, I don't think I know you well enough for that yet. But if you want to fuck me in the ass, you can.
Wait.
And
she's
it was like this
weird you?
Fucking deja vu of like, what the fuck is going on? So I start looking around my room like, am I on candid camera? Because this shit is literally like verbatim the same shit that happened to me 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. It sounds like an awesome summer, though.
It was other than the fact that I didn't have air conditioning in that room, it was awesome.
Oh.
But no, I had like I had the ceiling fan, and then
okay.
I had two windows on the front side of the room, and I had one with
Dude.
the breeze coming in, and then one with the out. So with the ceiling fan, it became like this nice breezy thing.
Hot, sweaty butt sex, and if it doesn't have some air circulation going in, it's not a good thing.
Oh, I love air circulation.
You
bro.
Need it.
Yeah.
With the smells.
So fast forward again. Like 3 or 4 weeks.
Wait, did you end up having fun play sex with her, as you like to call it?
Yeah, the second girl actually made me wait like another week. I got to stuff it in her butt a few times.
Really?
Yeah. Before we went down to Pound Town on the old Giner.
Oh my.
And I feel like I have to use words like this and I have to talk like this just to kind of like dehumanize it. You know what I mean? Like,
I think you're dehumanizing yourself.
A little bit. I was a little bit of a fucking whore.
The Pound Town down in the Giner.
Yeah. It's fun. I like having fun words. So anyway, so like there was this girl that was pursuing me that I really wasn't all that into.
So you said,
cuz she was a little on the young side for me. I mean, when I was single, I had a 25 and under rule, but typically it was like 21 to 25, and she was 19, and at the time I was 39, so I was
Dang,
like double her age, and
sonny.
I was doing my best to like be like the good dude.
So
you know
what
I mean? Like,
you didn't really want to. So did you ask her, say, did you say to her, hey, I want to have sex, but you can put it in my ass?
I was just like, listen, like, you're too young. Like, I don't know why you want to get all mixed up with me. I'm not really sure what the deal is, but, like, let's just be friends. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
fast forward a couple weeks.
I have a lot of younger dude friends. I can hook you up with somebody that's more age appropriate. And it was cool. And then we
did
had
she
a
put
party.
It in your ass?
We had a party at my old apartment.
You're
my
not
roommate
what
and
I'm
I.
Saying. Uh-huh.
And then she got super drunk. And again, I'm not proud of the fact that an underage person got alcohol at a party of mine. But it was one of those things where I made her stay. Yes. You know, so we put her on the couch at the end of the night and everything, blah, blah, blah. My roommate had sequestered a land beast for himself, and they were making terrible noises from his room.
What did the noises sound like?
Like a wet boot stuck in mud while a cat in heat decided to go off. Yeah. So I'm in my room, and drunky Mick Underage is on the couch, and my best
when
friend,
we say underage, we mean under 21, not under age of sex.
She was 19, almost 20.
Okay, so let's get that clear.
So my roommate's plowing out this disgusting pig of a woman. I still make fun of him for it. She, I swear to God, had like a two lazy eyes, really.
Oh, dude, okay, stay focused on the...
Oh, okay, sorry. So I'm in my room.
Uh-huh.
I'm just... literally smoking a little bit of more weed before I go to sleep. I'm just nearly asleep, like head on pillow. Like, you know that point right before you just kind of let go into sleep?
Yeah,
I'm just like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
And then I hear, and I'm like, why is my fucking door opening? And I'm really hoping it's my boy coming in to, like, you know, tell the tale of,
yo, man, you want to tag
what he just
beast?
Did. And it turns out it's this 19-year-old girl who's like,
Was she hot?
Yeah. I mean, she was, smoking hot little 19-year-old girl. I'm trying to, like, have willpower.
And you were a big dude at this time?
I was probably in the 230 range.
Oh, okay. That's not big.
No. So, like, she rolls in and she's like, listen, I can't take that noise out there anymore. Can I stay in here?
That's a good cover.
I don't blame her. They were
Man, so if I was it sounds like a dying cat in
I was like, yeah. Why don't you jump in the bed? And I had like a chaise lounge kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll just jump over there. Like, I can sleep anywhere. It's cool. Like, you can have the bed. And she's like, listen, you've told me enough times that you're not going to have sex with me. So I think it's fine if we just slept in the same bed. I'm really tired anyway. And I was like, okay, cool. You're being really mature about it. Sure, jump in. Other side, though, because, like, this is my side. She gets in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I hate to ask because, like, I feel like I would owe you, but, like, can we, like, smoke weed so I can actually get tired and go to sleep? Fuck yeah, of course, you know? So, like, pass it back and forth,
like,
back
this
and
is
forth.
My future wife.
And then the next thing you know, like, she leans across to put the bong and the lighter on my nightstand on my side, and we end up, like, kissing, making out and stuff.
Man, she was totally. She
played me.
She
I get
played
it.
You,
I get
son.
It. You know what I mean? But why wouldn't you let her?
Hey, no, I'm not saying.
All right.
Play
so,
on.
You know, one thing leads to another, and it goes a little too far. And then we get to the point where, like, she's naked, she's underneath me, and she literally stops me and goes, you know what? If we're not going to have a relationship, then you can't fuck my pussy. You can only have my ass.
That's exactly how she said it.
Yeah.
Dude, where did you find these women?
I think you forget that in the world that I exist in, most of the females that I encounter are
shitting on bathroom floors.
Whores, like, strippers, groupies.
Were these three whores and strippers?
Most of them were wannabe suicide girls, if we're being honest.
So your top five list.
A lot of dark,
so Christina Ricci, Black Snake,
dark-haired, tattooed, painted on eyebrows, bad relationships with their father, either got hugged not enough or way too much when they were kids, and
so they were respecting their vagina, but they still wanted to have some form of
connectivity.
Yeah, did they orgasm?
Of course, yeah.
So,
make sure
so
it
they're
happens.
Getting it, and then they don't have to worry about getting anything. I mean, not like you can't get anything in the ass, but probably to their knowledge, they thought, oh no, I'll be fine,
right.
So you had a summer of anal sex, and then you met your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are hairy fudgeback.
You're hairy fudgeback.
No, dude, that's you, man. You're hairy fudgeback. I'm going to tell you
right. I'm the hood rat, bro.
You're a fine. You're a hood rat fudgeback.
No.
Yes, I love it.
Hairy fudgeback and the
hood rat.
All right, so let's wrap things up.
I don't think I've ever spit. I have spit on my I have spit on my dick or had somebody spit on it and then done it, but I've never actually like and then gone right in. Yeah. You want to know why, bro? Because they're already so wet anyway. You know what I'm saying? I don't need any
Yo,
extra
Yo, Harry
lube.
Fudgeback so Woo! Sexy, he make that asshole sweat.
I just make it all drip. All
right, tell people where
hey,
they
you can
find
follow
us
on Twitter at The Beast Show Wrestling. Again, follow us on Twitter at Beast Show Wrestling. You can follow us on Facebook and like our page at The Beast Show Wrestling Podcast. Email
Hashtag
us.
Harry Fudgeback.
Email us at, yeah, who's who? Dixon or Fancy J? Email us at The B Show, a wrestling podcast at gmail.com for story ideas, thoughts, what you like to hear. And subscribe, download, review our show, please. You can follow Dixon on his personal, which is
95XDXN, all on, one word, no capitalization. Get some bitches.
On all social media. So again, Twitter. At B Show Wrestling, subscribe, download. Had fun this week, man. Enjoy Earth Day. Enjoy your vinyls. Smoke some weed. Be nice. Lots of anal sex for everybody out there. And enjoy some wrestling.
Hock that loogie down the devil's onion ring. Until next time, it's Hood Rat and Harry Fudgeback saying see ya.
Peace!